We continue with today's KCII PM sports page. It's now time to have a chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to have Sigourney softball pitcher Carly Goodwin on this week. Carly, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Carly, the team is off to a 7-3 start here in 2022. And I just want to dive right in. You're coming off of a wild Monday night victory against Colfax Mingo, 1-0 in 12 innings. A marathon contest. You pitched all 12 in the circle. Carly, what was that like competing in a game like that that lasted 12 innings?
Well, we knew going into the game that it was going to be a tough game because we actually lost to them the previous year, so we knew that we kind of had to be on our A game playing against them. But it got kind of later into the game, and we had a couple opportunities to score, actually, and then it just didn't go our way. So we were like, okay, we'll get it next inning, and then we'll get it next inning just kind of turned into, like, five more extra innings. And, I mean, I think it was good for the team. They were behind my back the whole time, and we just kept going and knew that we had each other's backs, and I think that was the biggest thing.
Your pitching line, pretty astonishing. So 12 innings pitched in just 150 pitches, so about 12 pitches an inning. Gave up just two hits, one hit batter, and 25 Ks. Carly, what was working for you in the circle that night?
So Ryan Mannenhubel, the assistant coach, he kind of calls my pitches for me, and we kind of talked before the game and just said we need to kind of work more inside, and then maybe go outside for a few or up and in, and then working some changeup. But after we kind of got through the lineup the first time, then we kind of knew what each hitter was like, so we knew what pitches to throw. And then eventually we got into seeing hitters 3 to 4, maybe even 5 times since we played so many innings. So I really kind of knew what was working for me against those hitters, which was really nice to have that advantage to be able to know what pitches they couldn't hit or what pitches were working best for me against those specific batters.
25, that's obviously an astounding number as far as strikeouts go. I'm sure you knew you had quite a few. Did you know you got up that high throughout the 12 innings?
No, I really had no idea that it was that much.
How about the walk-off home run by Josephine Moore? What was that moment like?
It was awesome. She had a hit a couple innings before, I think maybe 2 or 3 innings before, that we were like, okay, this is going to seal the deal. Like, it was a good base hit, and we had a couple more people up, but again, it didn't go our way. And then she was up to bat, and, you know, that's obviously the person you want to have the bat in her hands when it comes down to it. And off the bat, everyone was like, oh, my gosh, go ball, go ball, go ball. And finally, when it went out, the dugout just went crazy, and we all ran out on the field. And seeing Justine smile, run around the bases, it was just an awesome feeling. And that was awesome for her, and especially awesome for the team, just to know that she just walked it off, especially in a home run. That's the best way you can do it.
So your team sits at 7-3, 6-1 in the sickle. How would you assess the first couple weeks?
We started off pretty good, playing some good ball, and then we kind of had a couple games in the middle. Just were a little rough. We made a few errors here and there, and then we really came together. We had a weekend tournament in Twin Cedars, actually, and we played Twin Cedars, and then we ended up playing Wayne, who's ranked pretty high up in the state. Got a good finish last year at state, and we knew that we really had to play well if we wanted to keep it a game with them, and it was really good. The team played awesome. We had some good fielding, defense, all that, and so I think that kind of built our confidence back up, you know, knew that we could do it. We just have to have confidence in ourselves, and I think everyone's relaxing a little bit more after these past couple nights, and I think that's just how you get good balls, when everyone's relaxed and have confidence in themselves.
Carly, you're just a sophomore, but this is your third year already in the circle at the varsity level. What's different for you in the circle, maybe from last year to this year? How do you think you've evolved?
I think I've gotten quite a bit better at, like, hitting my spots, especially, and working in more pitches. Last year, I think I was kind of just like a inside-outside pitcher, and this year my changeup has actually come a really long ways, and I've been working on that rise ball here and there, so when I get up in the counts like 0-2 or even 1-2, try to throw that up pitch, see if I can get them to chase, and, you know, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not, whatever, but I think I've gotten a lot better at mixing in pitches, especially hitting my spots on the inside corner very well.
Same thing hitting. You're batting .433 this year. How do you think you've improved as a batter?
I think I have more discipline at the plate, you know, picking out better pitches to hit. Last year I was just super anxious trying to hit the ball all the time. You know, that doesn't always work out the best or in your favor. But this year I think I'm a little more relaxed at the plate. I know I have teammates that can hit behind me, hit in front of me. When you get on base, they're going to hit you in. Or my teammates are on base, I got to hit them in. You know, everyone's just got to do their job.
Carly Goodwin, the pitcher, versus Carly Goodwin, the batter. Who's winning in that scenario?
The pitcher, hands down.
Pitcher, a strikeout, or what's gonna get you out?
Yeah, probably the changeup, honestly.
Okay.
Not hit a changeup very well.
All right, fair enough. Last question before I let you go, Carly. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is your medicine." Now, how do you use that motto to prepare for a game in the circle?
So beforehand, you know, I have these J-bands that I use, stretching out my arm here and there, and then me and my catcher, we stretch out each other's arms, you know, kind of get all the movement, and then just go straight into warm-ups, just do a couple halfway drills from the mound, and then I do walkthroughs, and then I just go right into my pitching and throw all my different pitches.
Carly, thanks so much for giving me a few minutes, and best of luck the rest of the summer.
Thank you.
That's Carly Goodwin of the Sigourney Savage softball team, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Carly, fresh off of a 25-strikeout, 12-inning marathon win on Monday against Colfax Mingo. We'll close things out on the PM Sports page next. You're listening to AM at FM KCII.